Our next speaker is Tom Akins, a rising star of British cuisine. In 1999, he became the youngest holder of 2 Michelin stars, aged just 26. And in 2003, he opened Tom Akins' restaurant in Chelsea, which also holds a Michelin star. And he has won numerous other awards. In 2006, Tom released his first book, simply Tom Akins Cooking. And just over a year ago, he opened his second restaurant, the more informal Tom's Kitchen. And next week sees the launch of Tom's Place, a very eco-friendly fish and chips restaurant. It's also a restaurant where, if you're not into fish, I think he'll even sell you a chip butty. And I think that it's great that Tom has been able to come here, and that he's also one of the first signatures to the Seafood Sea Life campaign. So, Tom, over to you.
As you know, I have been in London now for approximately 17 years, and there has been a dramatic change in the time that I've been in London. I'd say predominantly in the last 2-3 years, I've seen a huge change in the way that chefs, restaurateurs, and obviously the consumer are looking at food in a totally different way. To me, you know, when a customer comes into a restaurant now at Tom's Kitchen, they're asking, where has this come from? The provenance, the traceability. These are words that we're hearing more and more, and I think that has just really changed in the last sort of 2-3 years. And I think that has just had a huge impact in the direction that we're going. As with, I have Tom's Place opening in a few days. Over the last year, I've been researching about the fish, where it comes from. It's been a huge learning curve for myself. For chefs, there needs to be real clear guidelines, clear distinctions, the kinds of species of fish that are sustainable, that we should be sourcing, that we should be using. I would, hand on heart, honestly say that out of probably majority of 90% of restaurants in London, majority of them use probably about 6 to 7 different suppliers of fish. And I would say that 90% of them haven't got a clue where that fish is coming from. Since I started this journey of learning about fish, that is exactly the same way as I conducted, you know, the way I work my kitchen. As I said, there has been, you know, a huge sea change in the way, obviously, my customer has reacted to the work that I've been doing. And I think, as I said, with the work that I'm being involved with, I want to take this not from just being a restaurant where people come and eat. It is obviously about the experience of eating good quality food. But in a way, restaurants themselves are a great tool for education. There are many different sort of areas that, in a way, we all agree upon that we must get our fish from a sustainable source. But there needs to be clear set guidelines that our chefs can work to. Because if we get this right, it is going to make everyone's life a lot easier. And that will then dilute down to the consumer and our customers. The fishermen that I've obviously met are incredibly intelligent people. The majority that I have met are looking really into the future because they can see where it's all going with the farming now. We have organic farming and it's all about sourcing and tracing and having a, you know, a quality product. And they've seen the real benefits of this. And again, that is going to filter down to us, the chefs, and then the consumer. I want to share this knowledge that I've gained with other chefs in London because I want them to be able to experience what I have experienced and to use, you know, sustainably sourced fish.
Tom, thank you very much.